I'm Celeste Headley in Lake County, Indiana. When polls opened this morning at Brunswick Elementary School in Gary, there were already more than 100 people waiting in line to vote.
Well, I want to vote. Gotta vote.
And so you're making sure you're first in line? Is that what?
You don't have to be first. Just make sure I vote.
That's Patricia Tatum, who arrived before sunrise. Elections officials in Lake County held up results for hours during the primary. They said they weren't prepared for the high voter turnout, and 40% of the electronic machines didn't properly tally ballots. But no one seems to be concerned that workers won't be able to handle the turnout this time. Melody Brown says her state is ready.
Indiana could handle their business, you know. We might slack in some things, but we can handle the crowd and handle the election polls and all that. So I'm not concerned at all.
It's not concern over problems that has brought these people out so early. It's a fierce determination to vote without any delay.
This is the first time after 30-some years, this is the first time I think we ever got up this early to come vote.
Sharon Buckingham says all of her family and friends are bound and determined to cast their vote today.
Oh, yes, everyone.
No matter how long the lines are?
No matter how long the lines are, everybody's planning on voting.
In fact, hundreds of thousands of Hoosiers waited for up to 7 hours to cast votes before Election Day during the early voting period. Francis Mew says if voters waited then, they'll wait now.
My daughter stood in line for 4 hours Sunday after she had worked 8 hours. It's just an important time in our lives.
18-year-old Tim Tatum is near the front of the line.
Voted that like PD said, so.
Tatum is voting for the first time, and he seems overwhelmed.
Yes, it's exciting. Like, I'm surprised right now. I got no, I'm kind of speechless right now, so.
When the poll workers arrive, they have to shoulder their way through the crowd to get inside. Andrew Batiste gets to work using yellow nylon rope and folding chairs to mark the line outside the school. He says he's shocked at the size of the crowd.
No, this is very unusual.
Do you think people are, I mean, if the lines get long, that people are going to turn around and go home?
No, they're going to wait. That's why some of them come early, trying to beat the other people thinking they come in early.
I asked voters if they were concerned about problems at polling stations and that this might end up as a contested election. Kenneth Parker says no way.
They can't let that happen again. It would look too bad for the country. So I think they'd try to keep it straight, you know, this time.
Ann Cheatham and Landrick Jackson say no one is leaving this line.
Not this time. We're making history today. So we'll be here.
I ain't going home. I ain't going to let these people go home. If I got to go buy some coffee, it don't even matter.
For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Gary, Indiana.